Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dumb as Steinmetz, of course we want Harper. That's what I just said. Why wouldn't you want Harper?
Some people that don't like his average and his attitude.
The point is, hey, would you rather have, you want to have Bryce Harper or not? Well, of course I'd rather have Bryce Harper than not.
You think they're going to get it done?
No, I don't. But I hope they do.
So where do you think the buzz is coming from? It ain't the fans.
Yes, it is.
The fact that the Giant management said we met with them and we think there's mutual. They wouldn't let that cat out the bag if you didn't think there was a chance.
They said, this is one from the 408. Harper to the Giants is like the Angels with Mike Trout. Interesting. Mm. Interesting.
Baseball can't get out its own way.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Like the hot stove is no longer the hot stove. Machado don't have a team. And
we're
they're
talking
about
it now.
No,
right?
But the NBA is just still in football's thunder during Super Bowl. It's at the top, the pinnacle. And baseball's just, they don't want to change the rules. I'm worried about it. I'm going to watch. I'm going to give my extra innings pass.
But there are a lot of knowledgeable Giants fans out there that are saying they need 707. They need more than Harper just to be contenders. There's a farm system is one of the worst in the league.
But that's going to take forever to fix.
No, save the money for Arenado. They need more than, okay. face off. Okay, yeah, it's got to. Yeah, you know what? There are a lot of texters saying.
Bring them on.
Yeah. Cannot get any worse with Harper. That's true.
You know what? Now that's poetry. That's
usually
right. That usually, that's that meant something to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, usually poetry rhymes.
No, that's rapping. Poetry is
you
just
do realize
spoken
poetry
word.
Came before rap.
Oh, come on, you know I knew that.
Why doesn't anybody bring up the fact that Bryce Harper stinks every other year? All right, not stinks, but. Doesn't hit every other year. Seriously.
What if I told you he needed to change his scenery?
What if I told you I don't think he's going to hit more home runs here than he's hit at any other ballpark? Yes?
About 81 on the road.
How many hits? How many? How he hits 164 in this stadium. 164.
You got to keep up with me. You know I got ADD. That's like DeMarcus Cousins. Prior to becoming a Warrior, did not perform well at Oracle. And guess what, Steinie? When you look at the ledger, DeMarcus Cousins has yet to have his top-tier game at Oracle. His games are on the road. Just a fun fact.
Yeah, and he hasn't been that great on the road either. I don't get your point.
He's been better than he has been at home.
Okay. It's a coincidence? I don't get it. He's hitting 160. So... All right, you can throw that out. That's fine. Doesn't matter. I heard something the other day that I disagreed with. You know who Wes Matthews is, right?
Yeah. We lobbied for him to be here.
Yeah, and he chose the Pacers. Much better choice. Right?
And you would say that because? For
him.
See, I look at winning.
Okay.
So this
is where I think people are foolish and people don't get it. So let me get this straight. Wes Matthews has been bought out and it's February 10th, let's say. So he could go to the Warriors or he could go anywhere. He goes to the Pacers. So the Warriors apparently had interest, but he didn't have interest in the Warriors. So, does he not care about winning? Are you going to criticize him for that move?
I'm not. And the reason I'm not is he will be in the playoffs, and he feels like he can be the reason, even if he's being, you know, lying to himself. He feels like he can be a bigger part of why the Pacers win. So he's betting on himself to get prime time and contribute more if he were to come here and play a good 5 to 8 or 9 minutes a game. Yeah. And it's all about – I get where he was going. You got to be selfish too at times, Steinie.
Let me tell you something. If the Indiana Pacers were not going to make the playoffs, he made the right choice.
Explain that.
I'll tell you why. This is where people, they just don't get it. They don't get it. Wes Matthews, do you really think he comes here, okay?
All right.
Let's go through the scenarios. He comes to the Warriors. Okay, he's what, the 10th man?
Yep.
Okay,
right, he left.
Plays 8 minutes a game.
That's what I said.
Okay, boo-woo, and he wins a title. So he's on the Warriors for 3 months, and he gets a ring. Played 7 minutes a game.
Got you.
Okay. You know he's a free agent, don't you?
Okay. Well, that does nothing for...
than nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, now he goes to the Pacers, where he's going to play 3 months and probably averaged 18 a game.
And that calculator will be going up.
You know how much Wes Matthews made this year?
No, I didn't know.
$18 million.
Damn!
So I think...
18.
For him to want a contract close to 18, all right, or as close as he can get to 18, he ain't coming to the Warriors. It makes no sense.
He's making that pay money.
This is what I mean. Some athletes have more pride than to glom on to the Golden State Warriors to play 6 minutes to get a ring that they know deep down inside isn't really worth what a ring should be worth.
Malone and Payton did it at the end with the Lakers.
Meant nothing. Doesn't mean anything. Mitch Richmond got a ring. What does that mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't remember it.
Doesn't mean anything.
Love you, Mitch. Yeah.
Of course.
George said he was the toughest guard.
I'll tell you what. You ask Mitch Richmond where that ring is, he might not know.
Oh, no. Mitch will know.
He might not
know. You know what? I might fall back on that.
All right.
What we got?
Let's go to Anna, find out what's happening on the game.
Now, back to Steinmetz and Guru on Monster Monday. Brought to you by Oaks Card Club, FH Daily Chevrolet, and Benjamin Moore Paints.
When the levee breaks? The Led Zeppelin? Okay. Okay. Now, see, this is one of those things where I'm not a Led Zeppelin fan, but I mean, they were great. They were great.
That's
they
the one that bit the snake head off. Or
that's
the
Ozzy Osbourne.
Same thing.
But actually, it's quite different. But, yeah, you know, these guys were really good. I just didn't really, quote unquote, do it for me, if you know.
Did you know the name of that jam just right there?
I just said, When the Levee Breaks.
Oh, you see, I was, yes. Yeah,
so what were you doing?
Trying to block it out. It was hard on the ears.
You didn't like it?
When the eardrums break. Yeah, wasn't my type.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking KD, talking San Francisco Giants. How about this? I think it was from the 925, a good one. Said, Bryce Harper to the Giants would basically be the equivalent to Kevin Durant to the Knicks. I like it. I like it a lot. That's a great analogy.
Well, the Knicks don't have a Buster Posey, a future Hall of Famer, on
that
roster.
A guy who hits four homers a year?
No. That was because of his hip.
You know what? Let's keep it real now. Buster Posey, you're right. He's a former All-Star. All right? He is not. What did he? Come on.
Why are you going in today? You going to rob Buster of getting a new hip and that being the reason the power numbers weren't there? It sapped him of everything.
Hey Guru. Seriously, don't.
He's still at
don't
average.
Do this. Don't do this. So last year he had a hip injury.
Yep.
Okay.
We don't know how long it's really been going on.
Right.
Captain America might not have said
anything.
You
think there's a chance it's been going on for 3.5 right. years?
That's right. I get where
last
you're going,
3 years,
partner. But that's
home
rather
runs 14-12-5
in that era where they're hitting them in an alarming rate. I think.
Wait. What?
In an era yeah. where home runs, everybody's hitting them.
Right.
And his have just been puny. That's not good. 14, 12, and 5? Well, we understand the 5. I think I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
How many homers are you going to hit this year?
I'm waiting to spring trade it.
Why?
I'm going to look at, assess everything.
Okay.
And see what the lineup's like and if Bryce is in it. And then I'll let you know.
Matt, that's a terrible analogy.
Yeah,
Kevin Durant is 10 times the player Harper is.
No,
okay,
stop.
Listen,
yeah.
All I know is they say Trout and Harper are like the best players.
Yeah. Stop with that one. Yeah.
All right. So. Yeah.
Come on. You're right with that one.
See, this is.
I've been tuning out the text line. Well, I'm growing. But go ahead.
This is so mean. It was Ozzy Osbourne and it was a bat, moron. See, that's really not nice. Hey, let's go to Greg in San Francisco. What's up, Greg?
Hey, thanks, Matt and Guru. Yeah, and by the way, kudos for Phil Mickelson winning Pebble. It's been a while since he won a tournament, but he's playing pretty well right now. But I just want to talk about Gortat. I mean, he said he wanted to come to Warriors, got bought out. I don't see why not. They need another big. You know, they could easily release somebody, whether it's Curry's brother-in-law, a couple other guys, you know, or send him down to the G League. This guy's got a proven track record, you know, and they need another big, and I don't understand why they don't want to go after him. And can I take your comments off the air, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Gortat would be perfect.
He stinks.
He can rebound.
He stinks.
Scotty, they're getting hit on them offensive rebounds.
First of all, I'm not even signing off on they need another big man.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you could make a case they need another wing just as much, if not more.
But we saw Phoenix lesser teams come in and use those second chance shots to their advantage. And when Cuz is going against some guys that can leap fast.
How much is Gortat
going to
play on this team? Really, you're going to take Cousins off the floor and replace him with Gortat? No, you're not. You're going to replace him with Looney or you're going to put Draymond there?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Cleveland Browns signed Kareem Hunt. Yeah, we were on that about 15 minutes.
Baker Mayfield, new toy. So what did the Chiefs really do? Did they really give away something they didn't need to give away, or was it just public pressure? I bet they regret that.
Certain teams aren't going down that road anymore.
Hmm.
510 says Giants are not like the Knicks. Knicks have won a title in almost 50 years, not equivalent. You know, when it comes down to the Warriors need a big man or a wing, to me, it's kind of the same. You got to
tell me.
Okay, why do the Warriors need a big man?
To rebound.
Okay, but again, how's he going to play on this team? So Cousins is going to play 28 minutes a game. Now you're going to put Gortat in for 20? No, you're not. You're not going to do that. Now, if you're saying Cousins isn't going to be 100% going into the playoffs, Cousins might not. Okay, that's a problem. Now you better go get a big man. But if you think Cousins can play 28 minutes a game, you don't need another big man.
Let me give you this one then. How big of a problem do you think what I'm making, the second chance points, could follow this team in a 7-game series in the playoffs against better teams?
No.
So it's not really a problem? You don't even
think I don't think it's a problem. The rebounding numbers are fine. Had two bad games on the offensive boards. Whatever. That doesn't bother me at all. So people say, oh, they need a big man, Gortat. Again, explain to me, if Cousins is healthy, how Gortat plays at all. Now, if your argument is, well, Boogie Cousins, we need an insurance policy, then that's fine. You're getting Gortat in case DeMarcus Cousins gets hurt. Okay, that I get. But here's why I think you need a wing. Your two wing players that are first off the bench are old and they're injury prone. Sean Livingston and Andre Iguodala.
Who missed last night's game.
So I don't listen, if you have Gortat on this team and Boogie Cousins is healthy, Gortat's not going to play, and you know who is? Alphonso McKinney. Now, you can all say, oh, Alphonso, he's all right. Okay. You tell me that in the Game 5 of a playoff series.
Wow.
When all of a sudden you got to play McKinney 15 minutes. 510 says, stop overreacting to one. Oh, I guess he means the rebounding.
Yeah. Well, it was two games. It was with Phoenix, too.
Yeah, I think, I think all things being equal, I would get a wing the more I think about it.
If you had, where do you think they're at? You think that's coming or no?
No, I think, I really think it depends on, like, the Warriors training staff and what they're telling Steve Kerr. Mm. I mean, first of all, the nice thing is you don't have to do anything now. You don't have to do anything for a couple weeks. And the player you acquire can still play on your playoff roster. But my question is this. If you believe in Cousins.
Which I do.
Then I wouldn't go get Gortat, and I wouldn't even get Robin Lopez either.
But what I'm noticing, Steiny, is he's so big, he puts his hands out, Cousins, and he'll get those rebounds because he's the first one to it. But when you got these young grasshoppers that say, oh, I can go get the ball because I can outjump him and get to it faster, I'm seeing more of that in the last couple of games, and to me that's concerning. But he did get the rebound off KD's miss last night and got fouled and made both free throws. Dubs get the win.
925 says, why not get both? Meaning a wing and a big man. They only have one roster spot. Now, they could go get a wing, and they could waive Quinn Cook. That's one thing they could do.
No, that's not happening.
Why?
He's a fan favorite.
Who?
I mean, feel-good story, Quinn Cook had 11 last night. I think it would be cold if Quinn Cook got – if he wasn't on this team. Stop.
What are we giving away scholarships?
Right. He's earned it. No, we're not. But –
look at Cat. Like, they stiffed Caspi last year, didn't they?
Yeah.
Quinn
Cook seems like a good team locker room guy.
Oh, that's great. That's nice. That wins you titles.
They already went into. He's got a.
Cousins fouls out playing 25 minutes a game. What happens when he gets more minutes? He'll not be in the whole game. A backup center would help. Okay. Fair enough. I just don't think even. Let's say Cousins averages 25 to 30 minutes a game. And you got Draymond and you got Looney. How, again, this isn't, I know they gave Caspi a ring 650 because they're really nice guys. That's why they gave him a ring. No, I'm just saying this. The Warriors are not traditional in terms of, okay, DeMarcus Cousins plays the first 7 minutes of the first quarter. He comes out. Gortat comes in. That's not the way they play. Mm. They don't play that way. So
Cousins already, he's playing. He don't like coming out, Steiny.
No, he doesn't. would you really want – I don't know that I can envision a scenario other than really small, certain matchups – where Gortat would play ahead of Looney and or Draymond Green.
And you got to think, Steiny, if they were interested in Gortat, we'd already hear something.
Not necessarily. The Warriors aren't going to – they're not going to do something until they have to.
And I don't want to say I don't like real quick. Dude, I know it's All-Star break, Steiny, but this season is damn near done. It's not a lot to – we're White Cousins is the only thing, the only other domino to fall is are we going to see him get that hop, that lift back? And against good bigs that the East now has, I'm fast-forwarding that they're in the finals. I mean, could you imagine that's where we would be reminded, like, oh, this was an issue.
206 says Cantor would be money. He plays good D.
Hey, wow.
I got to stop right there. Cantor. Yeah, yeah. Cantor's like the worst defensive big in the country. Here's the other thing. You really want to bring in Marcin Gortat?
He's a tough dude.
Yeah.
Kind of remind me of Zaza.
Okay. How do you think Cousins will like that?
Right. Oh, what are we? Well, you got to ask him everything?
No,
you did him a favor by signing him.
Okay. You want to alienate Cousins, perhaps?
No, the refs do that.
They need a vet point guard, says the 510.
Okay, Livingston's been playing better. And he did good last night. Come on.
Well, if they need a backup point guard, then they should waive Quinn Cook.
Okay, but I thought he was Steph's. If something were happening with Quinn goes in there.
I would never play him over Livingston, but that's just me. That's just me. Yeah, I don't see
Cantor's getting hate.
He's not a very good defensive player. That's his problem. Anyway, we're trying to get a hold of Bob Nightingale. He was the guy who broke the story that the Giants are poised to offer Bryce Harper a short-term contract.
Now, is that new?
A short-term? So. Three years they're talking. Because I guess he wants 10 years, $7 gazillion. Is Pachulia available? Now he's with the Pistons.
And Detroit's trying to lock down that A spot.
Yeah. People want Lopez, not Gortat also.
What about should have gone after Garrett Temple? Not a big fan. He ain't bad.
Did he get waived?
Somebody snatched him up. No, he got traded, I believe.
I don't think Garrett Temple got waived.
He's on the... It's coming to me.
Well, he was on Memphis. I don't know if he's still on Memphis. Talk, Guru.
Somebody's asking if they can golf with you, they can hoop with me.
Golf with you, then what?
They can hoop with me.
Okay.
Did you see...
I can't find it.
I'm not trolling you.
Okay.
There's this meme, video, in the Lakers-Sixer game yesterday. LeBron went up under the basket guarding Ben Simmons, like daring him to shoot. Dribbled down. You know, he shot, missed a shot. But, you know, it just goes to the power of you got to have a jumper. So LeBron just was like a center and let him dribble all the way. And I'll show it to you at the show. Wasn't trolling. Philly got the dub.
Oh, they won. Philly won.
Right. Okay. They won by 20. Almost 30.
Still rather have Lonzo Ball? We should just visit it periodically. Would you still rather have Lonzo Ball than Ben Simmons?
I'll go to my grave with that in 5 years.
Okay. Well, that's now 3.5 years we're down.
No, we ain't been that. We ain't been together that long.
Yeah, it was beginning of last year.
See, now you check.
It was.
Temple's on the Clippers.
That's right. He was part of a trade.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So I don't think they're going to waive him. No. I think the Clippers are.
What are they doing?
What do you mean?
They didn't want this A spot. They were like,
we'll see. I don't think they're going away.
Huh?
I don't think they're going away. What about Melo as a wing player?
But he's going to L.A. Yep.
All right.
Mark that down.
Fair enough. 888-957-9570. Talking Bryce Harper.
Damn.
A lot of Giants fans out there that say, you know what? Not right now. Not right now. It's not the time for Harper.
So what's now? Watching this
building the farm system is what's now.
But that doesn't help me watching MLB games on a nightly basis.
You know what, Guru?
I'm worried about the big club.
You talk about how you're old school. You talk about how you're a purist.
Right.
Go watch the game. Go watch the game then.
Even if it's bad?
What does it matter? What does it matter? You're old school. You're
not when purist. Stinks.
Okay.
You don't like stink.
Okay. Fair enough.
Hey, nothing worse than watching, hey, son, let's watch the game, knowing you might get four hits.
Way to stick with your team.
I stuck with them.
No, you're not going. If Bryce Harper doesn't come this year, you're not going to games.
It'll be painful to go. I'm watching everyone.
On TV.
That's what I do.
And you know what?
HD.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
What?
You're not watching every Giants game. No, you're not.
Since the inception of my being, 730s and 705s have been shared with Bay Area baseball teams my whole adolescence.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I go to bed.
Okay. You're going to watch 162 games. What happens when your son has a game?
Oh, I DVR.
Doesn't count.
I watch the games on my time. No. Oh, they're recorded.
Right, and you're going to get behind.
It's tiny, man.
You don't watch every game.
Dude,
I eat my dinner. Stop.
See,
that.
I used to talk to the family. Now I eat my dinner watching the games. Come on, man.
408 has a... Now, this is a great attitude. And this is the kind of attitude that I can get behind. Bad baseball equals cheap tickets. Sign me up.
See.
See what?
What's that? Who's the joke really on? You're paying half dollar to watch... Half-ass product. There's no excitement and fun in that.
I disagree. Baseball is more of a game that you can enjoy even if your team doesn't win. All right, let's talk to Bob Nightingale, right. USA Today. Bob is reporting that the Giants are set or poised to perhaps offer a short 3-year deal, perhaps, to Bryce Harper. Bob, thank you so much for joining us. I know you're listening to Billy Beane, but appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, my pleasure. Yeah, it was just a chaotic morning here in the A's camp where, you know, 2 hours ago they were cautiously optimistic that Kyler Murray would be signing. And then if they were surprised as anybody to see the tweet by Murray saying, nope, I'm going to the NFL.
Where are we with the Giants and Bryce Harper?
Well, they're going to make a powerful short-term contract. They're not going to go 10 years. But, you know, I could see him going 4, 5, 6-year type deal. I think their thing is he's been staying around this long. Let's jump in. And I'm sorry I have to run again. Here's Bob Melvin talking.
What kind of money would we be talking for a three-year contract?
I'm talking now. I got to run.
All right. Yeah, he's got to go.
All right. Bob's got to run. For those listening, Bob.
That was a record.
What?
The fastest interview we had. But he told us.
Bob said, I'll do what I can. I got to run.
Yeah.
Don't ever get him on again.
But he told us.
I don't care. Once you come on, you got to follow through.
No, you're feeling some type of way.
Not really.
I think T.O. did it to the morning show.
I'm just kidding.
I could be wrong.
408 says, I take Bryce Harper all day.
Hello?
Steiny, why do you give Goo so much crap about being a fan?
Yeah.
Oh, because sometimes I think Guru isn't truthful about stuff like that.
Now that hurts.
I know.
You called me a liar on air and pointed at me.
Yeah, how long you got about the chair and
called me a liar. Like what president? Remember the president said, I will never tell a lie.
Nixon. City boy, San Francisco. What's up, man?
Hey, fellas. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to chime in on Gortat because I think there's a couple reasons why if you can get him in here, you got to do it. One is the obvious reason for an insurance policy if you need him due to an injury because, let's be honest, I mean, Cousins has looked pretty good, but he could get hurt at any time. The other reason is with Cousins leaving next year, and possibly with KD leaving, I think it's really important to have a solid center. And once he's in the building, I think you could really think about keeping him next year. And when you think about what a great screen setter Gortat is, he's one of the league leaders in screen assists per minutes played, he sets amazing screens. We don't have anybody to throw the lob to right now, and that's always been a big part of our game. And especially if you have to go back to having Steph and, the Splash Brothers leading the team if KD leaves, you really need somebody that you can throw the lob to and somebody that can rebound and protect the rim. So I think looking towards next year, get Gortat in the building. You're right. He might not play almost at all this year, possibly. I mean, in the best-case scenario, Cousins doesn't get hurt and Gortat doesn't even play, but maybe 5-8 minutes a game. But I think it would be a great idea to get him in the building,
Thanks, City Boy. Appreciate the call. I disagree. He's also 35. I don't think he's got anything left.
Well, we're not.
We're not what?
Just asking him to do what he's best at.
Which is?
Getting aboard.
Okay.
That's a goon type role. It's a go out there and just, like Oakley.
They got two goons already, Cousins and Draymond. 14 technical fouls for the Warriors since Cousins has started playing.
You said that when we first got started. I'm like, you're crazy. It's gone up.
I said, as soon as Cousins comes back, the Warriors will get more volatile.
Steve don't have a problem with it. They need an edge.
I hope he doesn't have a problem with Draymond getting suspended a game or two.
No, when he gets to that game before the game, that one, then he's,
No, you're right.
He's on good behavior.
Oh, you're
We've
right.
Seen
you know
it.
Why? And even your boy, Matt Steinmetz, who sticks up for the refs. You're right. Because they're scared of him. Wow. The refs are scared of Draymond. Let's go to Rob in San Bruno. What's up, Rob?
Hold on. Hello?
What's up, man?
I agree with you, Matt. The Warriors don't need another big. The Warriors get out rebounded when they take Cousins off the floor. They want to play small ball, so they're going to get out rebounded. I think they need a point guard, a floor general that can play the game. That's what I'm saying. They don't need no other big. They got enough bigs already. They need a floor general just in case Curry get hurt or Livingston get hurt.
What about Quinn Cook?
Man, he's not a floor general. He's a small two guard. He's not a floor general. They need a guy who can handle the offense.
Rob knows. Rob, you know, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I don't think they're going to go after a point guard. You know why? Because if they really wanted a point guard, they probably would have brought Jeremy Lin in here.
Back home.
Because he would have fit perfectly if that's what they were looking for. I just don't.
And that's a big if Steph went down. You know, then everything changes.
408 says, Steiny, don't you just love the smell of fresh cut grass, the sound of the crack of the bat and batting practice?
That's real.
That's Nick from the 405. No, I don't.
And it's manicured grass.
Okay, well, let me tell you what. You know what I like better than the crack of the bat?
And the white chalk.
The ripple of a net with a ball going through it. The squeak of a sneaker on the hardwood floor. That anticipation when a three-point shot goes up and it misses. And everyone's,
look at you.
That's.
I had to tell my sons that the NBA, they have nets on the microphone. I mean, mics on the nets.
Like, under the nets.
Oh, right. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah, they
it's the small things, man.
What's the status with Damian Jones? He's done for the rest of the year. They don't expect him to play anymore. Matt, quit saying what they need and throw out some names. Give me a name of a wing player you think they need or a backup. I don't want a backup point guard. A wing? Give me a minute. Well, you know what? Some wings haven't been bought out yet, so let's see what happens. Let's go to JB. JB is in San Francisco. Hey, JB.
Yes, indeed. What's happening?
Yes,
thanks
sir.
Thanks for accepting the call, man.
Yeah.
Hey, the Warriors got enough guards. Okay, Livingston is not a point guard. He comes off the bench for Klay Thompson. All right. Boogie Cousins can't beat Joel Embiid. He needs someone to bounce off of. Looney is not enough. He's only 6'8". We need somebody close to 7 feet that can come off the bench. I wonder if there's a way to get somebody from the G League that's 7 feet tall just to have as a backup. Like you said, Damian Jones is injured for the rest of the season, and we need names. I caught that point when you were saying it, so now I'm adding it to my point.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. You know, I just
like popcorn popping.
This is just me. You can disagree with me. I would have no interest in bringing a G League big man up.
And the Warriors are not going to. Yeah, no way. Stop.
925, rumors of JaVale McGee getting bought out. Any chance the Warriors are? Why would the Lakers wave
flag on that?
JaVale McGee.
They're not. And they got the only other option is your guy.
Why would they
Tyson
wave?
Chandler. They're
JaVale
not.
McGee.
Steiny, and he had an okay game yesterday. They're not.
Street Sheet in San Francisco. What's up, Street Sheet?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Going well, man.
I want to make a quick comment.
Yeah.
I know he's not the answer, but are we just writing off Bell fully? I mean, Gortat's 35. I mean, Bell, he's still young, and I get he's. I don't know what his deal is on the season, but I want to talk about him a little bit, and is he just completely out of the picture?
It looks like right now he's out of the rotation, yes.
Wow.
Is he a trade bait?
Well, the trade deadline is passed.
Moving forward, though, I mean, if we're going to we need another big, and everyone agrees, Boogie's probably going to be gone. Are we sticking with Bell next year, and you know, what's the bigger picture plan with Bell?
That's
all I got.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Street Sheet. I think the deal with Bell right now is he's not in the rotation. Kerr doesn't trust him that much, and they don't want to go to him in a pinch. And the problem is he's still young. He's still young, so you don't want to give up on him completely. He's just not quite ready yet. And you know what? Let me say this. And I've said this since the day he was drafted. He's not failing. He's not not living up to potential. He's a second round pick playing on the Golden State Warriors.
But what's his
who
game?
Who started
Steiny?
Some games last year, and this year he's having trouble getting on the floor. It's not that big a deal.
I love Bell. Show me some love. I told you the other day, Steiny, I think you're being light on him because he has nobody to blame but himself. I have not seen any offensive growth. He can jump and block shots and do that, but not on enough consistent basis. He hasn't worked on
a second round
game.
Pick.
I get you.
They got him, what, 38, 40?
But give me this. He's had more opportunities to do stuff. It's not like he's just been Jacob Evans.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
So he's had opportunities to do things, and he's been wildly inconsistent, right? What do you expect? Honest to God, what do you expect? He's a second round pick playing on a team that needs to win right now. It's completely and utterly unrealistic the expectations are for that kind of player. And again, I'm not saying, but this is the same problem when the Warriors drafted Jacob Evans. Oh, Jacob Evans. They can slip
excited.
Him right.
Yeah.
Why? Why did you get excited?
I thought the Warriors brass knew that the way that they play, they could find a diamond in the rough, a young guy that could, you know, contribute. That's all. And now, you know, Bell might be in there with Evans on what they do and what they mean.
Let's go to Moose in San Jose. What's up, Moose?
Hey, Steiny Guru. How you guys doing? How was your weekend?
Dynamite.
Good. So I got a quick one on Draymond and the refs, and then kind of a follow-up that he had in his post-game interview that I think you'll be surprised to hear. So clearly he's doing his thing. He said he's not going to change, and he's clearly not changing. He's still averaging like what a technical every three or four games or so. But one thing he said last night in the interview, in the postgame interview, that really struck me, and it's something that you brought up last week. You said, "Well, what's Kerr going to do if it comes down to crunch time and he doesn't want to start? He doesn't want to close with DeMarcus or Iguodala, or would he go with Draymond as the fifth?"
Right.
And Draymond himself said last night in the interview, "Hey, some nights it may be me and Iguodala. Some nights it may be me and DeMarcus. Hell, some nights it might be Iguodala and DeMarcus. It kind of just goes with whatever Steve wants to put out there." And I think that was a very mature comment. I also thought, I didn't expect him to be the one to say something like that.
Right.
I liked hearing it out of his mouth.
Well, I'm with you, Moose. Thanks for the call. No, that's it came up because I was talking to JD. I think this was during the Warriors This Week show. And we were talking about who's going to finish, Cousins or Iguodala. Iguodala or Cousins. And we kind of said this, that, maybe. And then I said, well, what happens? I said, would there ever be a game that the Warriors would be playing in which you could say that the best would be to not have Draymond on the floor down the stretch, where you're playing with Iguodala and Cousins? And JD was like, oh boy, I don't think so. Draymond's got to be there. 408 is pointing out that Draymond Green was a second round pick. That's right. And he's an anomaly. He's the exception, not the rule.
Junkyard dog.
Try to find me a guy drafted as late as Draymond Green who has the resume that Draymond Green has. He's an anomaly. He's the one time. All right, let's do it.
It's time for Guru's Gripes. Fire away, Guru.
Scotty, I know we're running out of time.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're starting to piss me off.
It makes me so mad.
Oh, we're fine.
I know,
we're talking over it.
Please don't make me angry, pal.
I know
you're
still on the air.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
What, we got to hear this for the ninth time? We know what's going on.
It's time for Guru's Gripes.
They thought we were talking into a dead mic. You know what I mean?
Scotty, real quick, I'm getting older, but I still keep my ear to the street. I commute, so rap music is dear to my heart. And the Grammys last night awarded Cardi B Rap Album of the Year, and I'm feeling some type of way. This Instagram era we live in where talent is not talent, and all the stuff that goes in, she didn't have Rap Album of the Year, so we're bowing down to her because she's not a joke, but we laugh at her and where she's come from, her story, I'm not hating, but damn it, she does not deserve Rap Album of the Year, and I'm sick of our society giving awards like these to people that don't deserve it. And yes, I said it. And Matt Kolsky, if you're listening, I don't hope I didn't offend you because he's a big fan of hers, but she didn't deserve what I saw last night. It was a joke she got Rap Album of the Year. You can ask your daughters when you get home if she deserves Rap Album of the Year.
Who should have gotten it?
J-Rock or Nipsey Hussle.
And who? And what were their albums called?
It's not, it ain't about the titles. Just go. Well, dig, yeah.
So wait. So J-Rock has an album?
Oh, my God.
And it's called Nipsey Hussle?
No.
Those are two artists.
Yeah, two artists.
Okay. What are the names?
Redemption.
What is Nipsey? Don't tell it in his ear.
I know the names.
Okay,
Redemption.
What's Nipsey Hussle's album?
I forget the title of the album. That's not the point.
Well, as my father said, it couldn't have been too great an album can't remember the name.
You go fire that up. And then I got one more.
I'm not
trolling Alonzo Ball. You cannot, excuse me, Ben Simmons. You cannot say you want to be trained by Magic, who's a GM of another NBA team. Just press before sin, or what Herm Edwards say. You can't seek out. You could do it behind everybody's back. You can't come out, Ben Simmons, and say, I want the Lakers general manager to train me in the off summer. Why would Magic do that? He better be training Lonzo or Josh Hart. That's all. You can't have that.
What if Kyle Kuzma says, I have a chance to work out with Larry Bird? Larry's got
to
be.
Oh, Larry has no allegiance to anybody right now.
He's a Pacer. He's a consultant for the Pacers.
Oh, but that's behind the scenes. I tell you what, I know what's not going to happen. Magic won't train Ben Simmons this offseason. How about that? That's a fireable offense.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Who cares?
I care. You're a Sixer, Magic's a Laker. And you're talking about training with them? You better train the Lakers, Magic. I'm feeling some type of way about Magic. He almost made it in, but we don't got enough time. Go ahead.
By the way, Jokic was the 41st pick. Ben Wallace maybe wasn't drafted. No, are we going to do this?
And Victory Lap was Nipsey Hussle's
album. Are we going to do this? Do I have to get second round picks for the last 15 years and do the math on how many of them panned out?
It'd be interesting.
No, it wouldn't. I'll tell you right now. The percentage of players who are better than Draymond Green drafted at his spot or after, you could probably count on one hand. How's that?
Mm.
And the number of total players drafted after Draymond Green would probably be, over the years, 5,000? Thousands and thousands and thousands.
Did you watch the Grammys?
No.
What were you doing? AFL? I watched Saturday night.
I didn't.
Dude,
watch that. Was this
Saturday? It was Rockets Thunder.
Last night I watched the Warriors, 5:30 to 8.
Oh, yeah. No DVR action?
For what?
The Grammys. Go back and watch after the war's over.
The Warriors game was over at 8.
And the Grammys started at 5.
I know, but once it hits 8, it's nighttime.
For who?
Your boy.
I'm just kidding.
By the way, the 925, okay, great. Carlos Boozer, Jeff Hornacek, Steven Jackson, Mark Price, Rashard Lewis, Paul Millsap. Guess what? Draymond's still better than all those guys. Draymond Green is a defensive player of the year.
Offensively, Rashard Lewis was a bad boy.
Okay. I thought defense wins championships.
Lou Williams?
It does until you want to prove the other side of an argument. I got you.
Just helping the listeners.
I didn't watch the Grammys. Yeah. I was watching a little True Detective.
Dude, what do you think?
I like it. I saw the first one. I didn't see the second one.
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah, but dude, the truth.
Apparently something's going to happen in this one.
Don't tell me I got it
fired. The first one. What I hear?
I got it waiting on me.
All right. Yeah. Time we out today. We got 30 seconds. Yeah. Hey, by the way, your boy is getting back into it.
The gym.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Worked out
yesterday.
You're
looking good in the shirt. No collar shirt.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I'll tell you later. I'll tell you later.
And it's the AFF. I said AFL.
What'd you say, Sam?
AFL.
What is it?
AAF.
All right.
It's A.
Okay. All right. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
Nobody would ever have picked
AAF.
All right. We got to get out of here. Papa and Bonte are next. You know they have some great guests.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.